Okay. Good morning, everybody. Good to see so many familiar faces. Let me thank you for coming here. Many of you have traveled very long distances to get here. And we are happy to have you with us, and we'll do our utmost to maximize the value of your trip all this way. So this is my eighth WSS meeting, and I still remember the first meeting back in 2011, and I knew very few faces in the room. Felt a little bit like an illegal alien because I didn't at all have a perfect background for this job. I was the only non-accountant in a room full of technical expertise. But ever since, I have been very fortunate to work with a lot of you and in the many platforms where we have been able to meet. We have done some really good work together, so thank you for that. And we live in a very weird world at this moment, as you can see. Okay, take your time. A very complicated world at this moment, and with a lot of geopolitical friction, where even the recent G7 meeting could not even come up with a common statement, so they decided not to have a statement at all. And in these complicated times, our standard-setting community provides a very good example that if people decide to work together, what they can achieve. We have been working hard towards a common goal, and in a world where much of the global infrastructure of rules and agreements is really breaking down, just look at the WTO, our global accounting standards are still a source of stability, and that is something to really be proud of. 2019 has been an unusual year. We, as ISB, have had a lot on our plate, but there were very few consultations for you to respond to, and I am sure that that was a welcome breather for many of you. However, 2020 is shaping up to be a big one, and we will need to lean on you heavily. We will need to lean on your local knowledge and expertise, on your intellectual horsepower, to be able to push forward. And we looked it up. You have contributed quite considerably in the last few years. Since 2014, we have received more than 1,100 comment letters from 75 different standard setters around the world. And that equates to about one quarter of the letters that we have received in that period. So you've really given us a lot of feedback, and good quality feedback, I might add. This conference is all about giving you the tools to do that job properly, information, resources, and personal relationships with the teams who lead this work. So tell us what you need, and we'll do our best to provide it. So what does our program look like? In the next year or so, we'll have three exposure drafts, two discussion papers, and three requests for views. So just let me give you a top-line introduction of what will land on your desks first. And perhaps I can get the only slide that I really have. So much of our recent work, as you know, has focused on improving the communications effectiveness of financial statements, what we call our Better Communications Project. And a core component of this work is our work on primary financial statements, PFS. And we plan to publish an exposure draft at the end of this year. PFS is all about providing better structure and content to IFRS financial statements, and especially the income statement. The project has three main elements. First, we are looking to introduce new subtotals in the income statement. Both preparers and investors like us to use subtotals to better explain and understand performance, and currently we do not do so. The most important subtotal that we will define is operating profit. Secondly, we are going to look at improving discipline around management performance measures, also known as non-GAAP. These are performance measures created not by us, but by the management of a company, rather than anything defined by IFRS standards. And they can be very informative, but and that's what investors tell us, but their use needs a bit more discipline and transparency. They tend to be all over the place, and they tend to be a bit rosier than reality sometimes is. So we are looking at requiring companies to locate and explain management performance measures in a single note in the financial statement so that everybody knows where to look. And that will make it much easier for investors to find and understand these measures and to reconcile them back to information contained within the IFRS numbers. Third, we are going to improve disaggregation, where some companies lump together different things into a big single number that's difficult to pick apart. We've seen many income statements which have a section other income, more than 50% of total income. And again, that will make it easier for investors to do their job. And if we get this right, I truly believe that PFS could be a game changer for improving the communication effectiveness of financial statements. And after all, that's why we are all here. So we really need your help and your thinking. There's a wide variety of practice around subtotals, non-GAAP around the world, so we really need your input. Then we have everybody's favorite subject, where everybody has an equally unfounded opinion on, goodwill. This project is really about giving investors better information about the motivation for the acquisition and whether those expectations have been met further down the line. Our plan is to publish our views in a discussion paper in February. It is really, goodwill is truly one of the most difficult topics to deal with. My own personal opinion about it has been wavering back and forth. Impairment only, amortization. I'm currently at amortization as the least evil solution. But who knows, you might convince me of not going that way. Instinctively, many of us feel that the impairment model is not working great. However, are any of the alternatives any better? And to paraphrase Winston Churchill's quote about democracy, it is the worst possible system apart from all the other systems that have been tried. And the same might be true of goodwill. So goodwill has been debated many times, there are many well-known arguments. We are looking for new arguments, new insights. We really need you people to get engaged on this, and it's a great opportunity to shape the debate. Then we have rate-regulated activities. Some companies, for example, utility companies, are subject to regulations that say how much and when they can charge their customers. Companies use different accounting models to report the effects of this rate regulation. However, the information currently provided is not complete. And we have therefore developed, or we are developing, an accounting model that will improve the information to investors about what rights and obligations a company has. And we are very close to the finish line. Have we got the model right? And if not, how should we change it? We'll publish an exposure draft. That's perhaps the one for goodwill. An exposure draft in the first half of 2020. It's not a very politically sensitive exposure draft, and I think the majority of people who are engaged in this kind of activity will be rather pleased with it. But there are people who have conceptual concerns about it, so we need to get involved on this as well. So I've now signposted the major consultations that we have for next year, but as this slide shows, it is not everything. We're also going to consult on a revised management commentary practice statement and on our upcoming proposals on business combinations under common control. That will be a tricky one. Management commentary is a big one because it could help provide better information in the front section of annual reports. ESG and intangibles are dominating the headlines right now. So once again, we've got a great opportunity to help investors make more sense of this area. There's a lot of confusion in this area. We're also going to ask for your views on whether and to what extent we should update the IFRS for SMEs standard to reflect the many changes in full IFRS that have been taken place in the last couple of years. Then finally, we'll kick off a consultation on our future agenda to be delivered under a new chair of the ISB, I hope. I should add. In addition to these projects, we will continue to support implementation of our new and existing standards, collaborating with the IFRS Interpretations Committee, and I encourage you to keep an eye on the committee's work and to engage when it consults on tentative agenda decisions and possible interpretations. So, all in all, really more than enough to do for us and for you in a single year. And let me close by once again thank you for your really warm support and encouragement, which we really appreciate and which we really need. So I wish you a very good couple of days here. Some of you we will be seeing all week long, so this is the most intense week of communication with national standard setters, and we look forward to a great week. Thank you so much.
Okay.